1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli government told hostage families that the process of releasing their loved ones will begin Monday morning. President Trump heads to the region today as the ceasefire continues to hold. ABC's Ian Pannell has the latest from Tel Aviv.
According to the Prime Minister's office, President Trump's going to meet with the families of the hostages tomorrow before he heads to Egypt, for what's being touted as a peace summit with the leaders of more than 20 countries. For President Trump, this wasn't just about Gaza. This is part of his plan to try and achieve a wider peace settlement across the Middle East.
Saturday, the president told Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to use all available funds to ensure the members of the military are paid October 15th as the government shutdown continues. The Northeast is bracing for a nor'easter, a state of emergency in effect in New Jersey, where strong winds, heavy rain, and coastal flooding is possible. And Hollywood is mourning Oscar winner Diane Keaton, who died Saturday at 79. This is ABC News.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
For Civic Media News, I'm Charlie Pittman. Some messages say the radical left Democrat shutdown. Others just mention a lapse in funding. Legal experts are warning that some of the messages about the federal government shutdown may violate the Hatch Act. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
As Washington continues to bombard the public with political rhetoric about the government shutdown, some law experts argue these messages could be breaking a law put in place to prohibit political sway by the executive branch. The Hatch Act prevents officials from using their authority to politicize the federal workplace, and it ensures nonpartisan administration of government programs. Delaney Marsco with Campaign Legal Center says things like government websites displaying messages that blame one political party for the government shutdown are skirting the line of Hatch Act violations.
Specifically mentioning a political party, kind of targeting a political party, does come a little bit closer to that definition of what political activity is.
About 18,000 federal government employees in Wisconsin could be impacted by the shutdown and potential layoffs. A recent Gallup poll shows only 1 in 3 Americans trust the federal government to act in society's best interests, regardless of political affiliation.
The whole ethics system, from like conflicts of interest law to the Hatch Act, all of that exists to try and create an ecosystem where political coercion doesn't exist.
Marsco says she's concerned about the systemic dismantling of these ethics guardrails, pointing to the firing of inspectors general or threats to defund oversight offices as examples.
The more awareness the public has about the guardrails that are in place, they can hopefully understand that it doesn't have to be this way.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 3-1 in Game 5 to win the Divisional Championship Series. They'll host the Dodgers tomorrow night in Game 1 of the NL Championship. Pat Murphy on the Brewers able to win a playoff series.
After last year, that was the wild card series. We won the division. Mets were hot. They came back and beat us, all right, at the last inning. They were shell-shocked. We were all shell-shocked to see the room then. And I just said, hey, guys, somehow this is going to help us. And what I think it did is galvanize the group. And then, you know, we've been talking about Uke all year long. And it may sound corny to some, but if you lived it the way we did, you know, Uke's presence was here and they didn't want to let him down.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
I mean, I'm disappointed. I'm sad. You know, I think this team did a lot to honor the Chicago Cub uniform. What did we do wrong tonight? That's kind of what you guys are stuck on. And why couldn't we get anything going? You know, so it's hard to get past that right now.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and breezy with isolated showers possible today and a high near 70. Mostly cloudy, still breezy tonight, occasional showers around and a low in the low 50s. Sunshine returns for Monday, highs in the low 60s. Currently 51 degrees.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight from HBO's Task, I welcome Jamie McShane and comedian and host of the WGN Morning Show, Mike Toomey. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning, everybody. We're back. So are you, apparently. And we'll be here till high noon today on most of these Civic Media radio stations. I'm Lou Regani, your host for the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Music of the Stars, and today a little bit about our loyal companion, the moon. Was that a supermoon yesterday and day before? I don't think so. Others say yes, it was at its fullest, brightest, most dazzling, especially toward evening, shining the biggest since, somebody said 1946. Who's counting? A lot of people across the planet enjoyed that evening, because the evening was really worth it. Poets talk about the moon, not Venus, the goddess of love. Shakespeare, he mentions a lovely, romantic, moonlit night. Well, there's something haunting about it anyway. Oh, haunting. There's that word again for October. The Music of the Stars. The Civic Media Radio Network and the Music of the Stars. Wanted to say, welcome WZTI, Milwaukee, to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. And what a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear. Moonlight becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight, and I could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't you tell me I'm wrong. What a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? And if I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so.
It's our buddy, the moon, a loyal companion. Never goes away. It's always watching. That's why there's a face on there, it seems, anyway. And what kind of a face is it? Just craters. From eons old asteroid strikes. There, I ruined it, didn't I? Francis Albert Sinatra right there, Johnny Burke, Jimmy Van Heusen, and Nelson Riddle. I mentioned Shakespeare, didn't I? I found a quote. Here it goes. How sweet the moonlight sleeps upon this bank. Here will we sit and let the sounds of music creep in our ears. Soft stillness and the night become the touches of sweet harmony. Boy, that guy could write. Doris Day.
It came from nowhere the night that we met. 'Twas like a melodious plea, sweet moon. That wasn't meant for me. Why is it always reminding me of a love dream that never could be? Sweet moon. That wasn't meant for me. It came gliding into my heart, riding on a moonbeam from above. Sorrow ended and the whole world blended in a rhyme. Rhapsody of love. Then I heard him singing to somebody else what I thought was my melody. Sweet moon. That wasn't meant for me.
Sam Coslow wrote that. Paul Weston on his music from Hollywood with Doris Day. Ted Nash on alto sax. The music of the stars.
Wonder where the imaginary will take us this time.
Now you can put a dream you dream into images on the screen so easily.
Hey, isn't that neat? It's my face and the moon. How did it get there?
With the magic of morphing pictures. You can do that now with your computer. You can play around and do amazing things with the software. Two guys created together. Eric Winger and Ed Spiegel. Do a Google and see what they're up to. You and I Software was called.
I'll do that.
Yeah, you can take any image and distort it any way you want. Just wander around. Wonder how this would look as a background for the evening news.
Crazy idea.
The Democrats telling us what they want.
Yeah.
The Republicans tell us what they want.
Yeah.
And of course the independent wanting what they want.
Too far out.
All in front of...
It'll never happen.
The background that you're looking at. Of a wandering eye. In a wandering space. Like a dream. The dreamer's dream. Sometimes I dream that we'll never get back to the moon. That was special. That was some time ago. NASA? Are you going to get back to the moon? Back to the moon?
A flight to the moon.
You should. You left some stuff up there, remember?
On gossamer wings.
Not only a footprint. You could go back and see the man in the moon.
There he is.
Maybe take a look at the dark side.
There he is.
NASA? NASA, are you here? Do you hear me? NASA?
NASA.
Let's go back to the moon.
Let's go back. NASA.
Sometime soon.
Get your suits.
You left a lot of stuff back there.
With the oxygen.
Maybe you can take a look at the dark side next time.
Allegheny moon, I need your light to help me find romance tonight. So shine, shine, shine on tonight. Allegheny moon, your silver beams can lead the way to golden dreams. So shine, shine, please shine, shine. High among the stars, so bright above, the magic of your lamp of love can make him mine. Allegheny moon, it's up to you. Please see what you can do for me. And for my one and only love.
Allegheny moon. So shine, shine, shine.
Stars so bright above, the magic of your lamp of love can make him mine. Allegheny moon, it's up to you. Please see what you can do. And for my one and only love, shine on me tonight, Allegheny moon.
Patty Page. the Singin' Rage.
Are you tired of summer nights in Maine? Do you yawn when they speak of sunny Spain? Could you live without ever seeing old Rangoon? Then come with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Have you had enough of London fog, New York snow and California smog? Would you say arrivederci to Rome in June? Then fly with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Let's have a honeymoon on the moon, honey. Far from the bustle of the crowd. And if your mother asks why the moon, honey, just tell her your feller has gone interstellar. Grab your hat and we'll head up in the blue, in a little rocket built for two. Baby, we're gonna blast off, and before we're through, we'll leave the cares that we know on terra firma below, while we go singing and swinging on the moon. On the moon, honey, far from that noisy earth below. And if your folks ask about our house, honey, tell Mater and Pater we live in a crater. We're really gonna enjoy a life of ease, living on moonlight cocktails and green cheese. Mr. and Mrs. Space Commuter, if you please, and in a few years we might produce our own satellite, while we go singing and swinging on the moon. Swinging on the moon, moonlight cocktail, I wished on the moon, sweet moon song. How high the moon, don't let that moon get away, blue moon, velvet moon, no moon at all, moonlight in Vermont, oh you crazy moon, the moon was yellow, we're singing and swinging, we're singing and a swinging on.
The Mel Torme, he wrote that himself and did the music too. Swinging from Chicago and Shakespeare Elementary School, Mel Torme. Mommy, what's a moon?
Since you were a baby, how I've babied you. Now you're not a baby, and it makes me blue. Tonight you're going dancing, your dreams may get a start, but don't you let that moonlight take advantage of your heart.
when night is done. You may kiss her if you can, but be careful, little man. Just remember that's the moon, my son. Maybe she's really very nice. Maybe you'll dream of shoes and rice, sonny, but you must know for sure she's the one. She can reach your heart, even when you're far apart. Then that's not the moon, that's love, my son. Maybe she's really very nice. Maybe you'll dream of shoes and rice, sonny, but you must know for sure she is the one. But if she can reach your heart,
Sammy Gallup wrote that. Andrew Sisters, obviously. Art Castle and his Castles in the Air Orchestra. The Music of the Star. Have you noticed the happy birthday to Dick Van Dyke stuff all over the internet? I don't know who started that, but it caught on like wildfire. Dick's birthday is not till December 13th, 2 months and a day from today. We'll do a tribute to Dick on that day, or the day closest to it, right here on the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Speaking of network, our latest station of the network, WZTI Milwaukee. And boy, we got a Halloween show for you. I don't know if it's good or bad, but the adults have stolen that holiday from the kiddies. The Music of the Stars. Join us on Facebook. That's Eric Coates with Summer Afternoon. What a nice thought. The Music of the Stars. Benny Goodman. Next up, the King of Swing. Thank you. Leon Redbone.
The night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see, 'cause the moon refused to shine. There's a couple sitting 'neath the willow tree for love, they pine. Little Mary was kind of afraid of dark, so she said, I think I'll go. The boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, and told the moon his little tale of woe.
Disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no moon at all. If you need atmosphere for inspiration, dear, one kiss will make it clear that tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. If you need atmosphere for inspiration, dear, one kiss will make it clear that tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all.
Julie London. And before that, Shine On Harvest Moon from Broadway and later movies. Everybody knows that song, wouldn't you say? Jack Norworth wrote that with Nora Bays. The music of the stars. Here's Tony.
Mm-hmm.
was something I never knew. Wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, an April day that would not dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. Wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon for you. Of a star to throw me a beam or two. Wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness, it all came true. Wished on the moon for you.
Ralph Ranger wrote that. Ralph Sharon at the keyboard, that's his accompanist. And put together an orchestra for that recording session.
Venetian blind, or I lose my mind.
Joe Stafford.
Black out the moon. Please do, because that ruin of a moon brings back you. Wipe out the stars from my sight. Pull down the window shade, 'cause I'm so afraid. Tear out the sky, please do, because the stars in the sky bring back you. But where does it stop? Every street, every shop, the mailman, the cop, your mom and your pop. A hayride, a sleigh ride, a beach, each brings to mind a smile, your face and your style. So wipe out the night that we met. Take back each memory, just let me forget. Give back my dream and then let heaven black out the moon and the stars in the sky, or take me back again. Let heaven black out the moon and the stars in the sky, or take me back.
Thank you. Glenn Miller. He wrote that as an exercise for the orchestra, and then Sammy Gallup put lyrics to it. It's the music of the stars and Moonlight Serenade. Claude Debussy and the Swingle Singers. Ward Swingle. There are lyrics to this. This isn't them.
Thank you.
The music of the stars, Ted Heath and the orchestra from England. Here's music Milwaukee style, the High Lows. Gene Peerling and the High Lows.
Stars are bright, time for meditation. As the shadows fall, I think of you. Memories light my imagination. End of the night becomes a strange interlude. Moonlight mood, when twilight is ending, you're in my moonlight mood, and our hearts are blending. There comes the same old glow that we used to know long ago. You appear of moonlight. There you are, you're as lovely as ever. You vow by every star to love me forever. Although you're far away, we meet in my solitude. You are mine.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump departs today for Israel. He'll address the Israeli parliament. He's also going to meet with hostage families as the release of hostages draws closer. The president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, told a Tel Aviv rally Saturday,
"We're not going to celebrate tonight. We're going to celebrate on Monday when the phase one gets into conclusion."
And that's when the Israeli government has told families their hostage family members will begin to come back. Meanwhile, Gaza civil defense says more than 500,000 people have returned to Gaza since the ceasefire went into effect. It's day 12 of the U.S. government shutdown. More than 4,000 federal employees received layoff notices Friday, but some of the CDC were later told they had not been laid off, the CDC blaming a coding error. President Trump says he told Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to use all available funds to ensure members of the military are paid. And Hollywood is mourning Diane Keaton after her death at 79. This is ABC News.